your family history, if you can tell me a little bit about your grandparents, what you might know about them, either from direct contact with them or from stories.
Well, my family, on my mother's side especially, I know more about the family on my mother's side than my father's. But on both sides, they were pioneers in this country. On my mother's side, they were traced back to about the time of the Mayflower coming over. There was someone in every war that the families, that the country has had. So I was brought up in a very patriotic family. You know, everything was, we do this for the country, that this was a very necessary thing. I had an uncle in the First World War, so that war was a very personal type of thing to me, too, because we received cards from him and different things about what was going on over there. And he married a girl and right after the war and came back out here. So all of this type of thing was personal. And probably I was brought up in a family where discussions were made about the country, about running the country. My mother, she was on the election boards before women were allowed to vote.
Oh, let's back up a little bit, if we could, Charlotte. What area of the country did your family, your grandparents, live in?
Well, they came, I think my grandmother was more from Minnesota and up in that area, and then they went out to Oregon. They were in Oregon. My mother was born in Oregon.
Oh.
And then they came down at one time into California just about the time of the gold rush. And then they went back to Oregon. So my mother and father were married in Oregon, and I was born there.
What was your father's family was also living in Oregon?
Well, my father was at the time, and a brother, maybe two brothers. I'm not as sure on my father's family. They had been back. I'm trying to get information about how far back when they came to this country. But they had, they were in Kansas and Oklahoma in that area. For that matter, when they opened up the Oklahoma Territory, which you've studied about in history, well, my father and his older brother, my father was too young to homestead, but my older uncle, his older brother homesteaded. And that always was interesting to me.
Were there family stories about your grandparents going out west to Oregon? Remember as a child hearing about those sorts of things?
No. Grandma used to talk about Indian raids quite a bit, but that was when they were in Minnesota.
Mm.
And they evidently lived in an area that was surrounded by water, more or less, close to a lake probably. And they got tired of picking up and running to town every time there was an order to do so. So this last time, Grandfather just said, we're going to stay. Well, one grandfather, how far back, I'm not too sure. And they came on. I don't remember any stories about them coming to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I had one uncle, my grandmother's brother, that was an Indian scout during the Civil War. And he used to tell stories about going out, you know, and doing things. And I always thought so much of him because he lived at Sawtelle after they moved down here. And he'd come out, and he was, I don't know how old then to me, he was quite elderly. I was just a child. But his eyes were so clear, he could see so well, and all of these things impressed me. Mm-hmm. And I always pictured that as because he lived in the open so much.
Now, when they came to Oregon, did they farm then?
My grandfather was a blacksmith.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And they were in a little town in eastern Oregon. It was called Ella, Oregon, for that matter. And my mother was born there, and her name was Ella, Oregon. Ella. It was Ella Oven. Their name was Abbott. And I think about three children. There were six children in the family. I have an aunt still living, which is 94 years old.
So your mother was raised in this small town then?
Yes, basically. I think they were. They went to... I can't remember them living any other place. After Mama married, she went to Sheridan. I was born in Sheridan.
Sheridan, Wyoming?
No, Oregon. Oh. There's one there, too.
Now, did your mother go to school then in this town?
Well, she went to school around there someplace, and I had a card that... sort of like a report card, she became a teacher. And when she took the tests in the area, her average was 98. So Mama had a brilliant brain, really. She's memory and mathematics, even up to the time she died when she was 89 years old. Mm-hmm. She would have been 90 in a short time.
So she went to some sort of...
Yes, it would have been a normal someplace. Now, I'm not just sure where she went to do that. Isn't that funny? You can think of all these things when you're grown.
And did she teach before she met your father then?
Yes, she taught in the country school where you taught the whole school.
Mm-hmm.
And she did that up until the time she was married at 22.
So she taught until then, though?
Yes.
And how did they, what was your father doing when they met?
Daddy was a jack of all trades. He grew up as a farmer. Mm-hmm. They farmed in Kansas and Iowa. He was born in Iowa. And then they went to Oregon. I don't know just why he went to Oregon. It was adventure, quite a bit of it. And then he was in a garage there. And he was a barber, and he could do about anything. He was a carpenter quite a bit of the time. And he, as I say, he did quite a bit. But they lived there in Sheridan, then they moved to Corvallis for a while.
Do you know how they met?
There were three of us born in Sheridan. I was born in 1911, and they came down here when I was about 18 months old. We moved down here to California.
Well, your father was actually working in the same small town where your mother lived and was teaching?
Now, I really don't know on that, no. As I say, I don't know how they got together.
Oh.
Listen, I wish I had asked more questions.
No.
They weren't ones to tell you a lot of things. They could talk about other people, other parts of the family, but they weren't ones to just talk about themselves that way.
So they were married when she was 22, and
yes.
Your father was how old?
He was 7 years older.
Mm-hmm. So. And there were how many children born in Sheridan, did you say?
There were five children altogether. I was a fourth. They're about 2 years apart with four of us, and then my younger brother was born here in Bell about when I was 11.
Oh.
So I've grown up here in Bell, really.
So you were born, now she did not, she stopped teaching as soon as they married, or did she teach until the first
child? She must have stopped.
Mm-hmm.
No one told me, but she must have stopped.
Now, when you say she was in Oregon, was on the election board? Or was that
no,
down
that
here?
Was down here.
That's down here.
Uh-huh.
And you were born in what year?
In 1911.
And then when you were 18 months is when they came down?
Yes.
And your older siblings, how many boys and how many girls were there?
Two boys and three girls. I just stopped to think. There's only two of us left now, my older brother and myself.
Yeah. And you came down to Los Angeles then in about
1913.
Yeah. And do you know why they came down?
Well, my grandmother was down here, and my aunts were down here. and the other parts of the family were here.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine that they felt that things might be better down here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, living wasn't so easy in those days.
And the family was living in Bell at the time?
No. They were in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. My grandmother lived right close to where the old Wrigley Field was. Only there was, that wasn't there at that time. And we lived right close to there on Trinity Avenue for a while. Then we moved to Wilmington, and we lived in Wilmington for a while. I went to kindergarten in Wilmington. Then we moved back to Los Angeles for a while, and then my dad bought an acre of ground here in Bell.
I see. And how old were you at that point?
Let's see. That was, I think, in 1918 that we came to Bell.
Mm-hmm. So you were still in the early grades of school.
Yes. I was in grammar school then.
Now, once you came down here, what did your father do?
He worked in a garage downtown first. He was, as I say, my dad was a very capable person in doing things. And he worked at Stillwell's Garage downtown. So that was quite well known at the time.
And I'm not clear what area in Los Angeles that you were living in. I'm not sure what
it is. Let's see. 38th Street, Avalon. Would you be familiar? Do you know where the old Wrigley Field was?
Isn't that around the USC area? It's further east.
No, it's further east. It's closer to Avalon.
Oh, okay.
It would be right off of Avalon.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all black now, I believe. And we lived just, my grandmother lived in the same block that they built Wrigley Field. There used to be a Jap garden at the end of where they built that field. And then they built Wrigley Field in there. And we lived just a few blocks from there, this Trinity Avenue. There's a Trinity Avenue school, and it's still there.
Yeah. So, do you remember what your, were you living in a house or an apartment?
In a house.
Do you remember what that was like at all?
Well, it was, yes, I remember the house very well. It was dark paneling and sort of the type of house they built long about those times. And well, it was old when we moved in. The thing I remember the most about it is that when we were ready to move in, my mother found some bed bugs. And my mother, if there was a bug any place around, she just had a fit. So we moved into Grandma's house until they could fumigate the house. She wouldn't have any part of it.
Now, they were renting this house then?
Yes, they were renting. And then it was shortly after that. You see, at that time, now, I was very young. Because that was before I was even in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So I had to be about 4 years old, say three. And maybe if we moved there right after we came, I was two and three. I don't remember just how long we were there. But we moved to Wilmington, and I remember that.
Do you remember that? Can you describe
that? Very well. Mm-hmm. Yes, we lived in a house, and it didn't have a bathroom. We had to go outside to toilet out there, and it was in the chicken pen, I know that. And the rooster didn't like me, so somebody had to carry me out there. And I remember all of that, so a child remembers when they're quite young. But I did start kindergarten when I was there, so that would be 5 years old.
What made the family move to Wilmington, do you know?
I have no idea.
Did your father still work in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Commute, or did he leave?
Yes, he commuted. Hmm. He rode a motorcycle at that time.
Hmm.
Had a motorcycle with a sidecar on it. We'd all climb in the sidecar. The Stillwell Garage rented cars, and my dad would fix them all up, and then he would take them out and try them out. Well, when he tried them out, he'd usually come home and pile us all in for a ride.
Sounds like fun.
Yes, it was. I had a good childhood, really.
What was your childhood like? You know, your sister, you have, how many sisters older than you?
I have two sisters older than I am. My older sister was 6 years older, and then the one next to me was not quite 2 years older.
And what was your relationship with them like?
Very good.
Would you play together?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, we always... I always seemed to be closer to my older sister than I was to the one right next to me. My sister right next to me always seemed to be with a different group of youngsters than I went around with. And not that we weren't fairly close. She died last February, and I certainly felt very badly about that. And... but we got along fine. My brother was always one to stay more or less by himself. He I think he was a little tired of so many women. But I don't ever remember any fussing in our family. This is something that we didn't do. My mother and dad, I don't remember them arguing. I imagine they did, but imagine they did it so that we wouldn't be hearing them, never noisily.
When you were a child and had any sort of problem or concerned about something, who would you turn to?
I think my dad more. My mother was a very nervous type of person, very quick, very nervous, and very capable, and it was my father that was more easygoing and talk a little more and smooth things over. So your problems seemed to go away.
Yeah. Were the other children closer to your father, too?
I really don't know. Mm-hmm. So I always felt that way, but I don't know. And, of course, I was the one that was always closer to Mama. Well, as we were older, and I was the one that was home to do things with her and take her places. Even up to practically the last year, if there was a new shopping area any place, she had to go see it.
What sort of games did you play? This would still be while you were living in Wilmington, and you started kindergarten there, right?
Yes.
What, do you remember what kind of games you would play? What sort of childhood activities you would engage in?
I had girlfriends that were about my age there. I can remember another family that lived there right close. And we played just games that children play. You know, we didn't have a lot of toys to play with. That was something you made up as you went along, a bit of dolls and that type of thing. Then, yes, we went back to Los Angeles, you see, while I probably finished kindergarten there in Wilmington, and then we moved to Los Angeles again.
What was starting school like for you?
Oh, very good. Especially kindergarten, because I always liked to do things with my hands and make things, and that was something that we were always making something, and I liked that. So that was a good experience. And the older... the older ones took me to school to see that I got there safely. I know one thing that people nowadays wouldn't know, but I can remember gypsies going across the fields, and always people say, oh, don't let the gypsies get you. They steal little children. You know, things, and we believe that.
My mother-in-law still does.
Yeah, that she. Well, I can remember that so well. And also in Wilmington, there was the Banning House then. It is still there. There's a park with this old house. But I remember when the people lived there. And I remember them with carriages. And, of course, they would probably had cars, too. But what impressed me then was the carriages. And they have those in the garage over there. But I can remember them going to places in them. So that was something that was interesting, too. Because my father might have moved down there because he loved to fish. In Oregon and Washington, you could go out and go fishing anytime. And he went fishing quite a bit in San Pedro and out that way. Mm. So that might have been one reason they moved there. I don't know.
What sort of things would the family do together when you were a child?
Well, when we moved back to Bell, we had an acre of ground. My dad worked sometimes 7 days a week, and there wasn't very much time for our family to do things mm-hmm. together. There was always work to be done around the place and something to do. We had got up to about 6 goats one time because we had the goats and we had chickens and we had any kind of an animal that we wanted. So there was always room for one more around that place.
Did you grow your own food then?
Quite a bit of it, yes. Of course, we still bought meat and things mm-hmm. like that, milk and all of, well, there was a goat's milk. After my younger brother was born, he wasn't real well, and the goat's milk was real good for mm-hmm. him. So that's one reason we had the goats. But each time one was born, one of us would claim that one for a pet.
What? Now, did he buy this acre then?
What was that?
Did he purchase the acre?
Yes, uh-huh. yes.
And there was a house already on it?
There was a house on it. It was an older house, but it had a bathroom and things. They had those things then.
So you were how old then when you moved to Bell?
Well, 1911, I was about 7. I was 6, I guess, mm-hmm. when we came. We came, I guess, in 1917 because I was 6 when I was in the first grade. Mm-hmm. So I went to the first grade at Corona Avenue School here in Bell.
Now, did your father still commute by motorcycle then to his job?
No, by then he had a car.
Oh, but he still worked in downtown.
Yes, he was working downtown. Mm-hmm. He worked for Stillwell's for a long time, mm-hmm. and then one of the younger nephews took over the company, mm-hmm. and he got rid of the older men.
What sort of chores did you do as a child, do you recall?
You know, I don't really think I had any special chores. There was the animals to take care of, and there was work to do outside. But I don't think I was ever just made to do very much of anything. As I say, we had an easy life. We didn't have a whole lot, money-wise. But I think we were happier because we didn't. Mm-hmm. We had plenty of room to play. I feel sorry for the children in apartments and like that. Trees to climb and fruit trees. The backyard was full of fruit trees, so we had all kinds of fresh fruit. And I very often would go take a book and go out and back and climb a tree and eat. Instead of eating breakfast, eat some fruit, and that was my breakfast.
What sort of books would you read?
What was that?
What sort of books would you read?
I still didn't.
What sort of books would you read?
Oh, the books? Mm-hmm. Any kind of adventure stories.
Adventure
mm-hmm. stories, Indian stories, dog stories, animal stories, any kind of adventure stories. We didn't have a television to look at. I think children lose. Anything that we wanted in the way of stories, we had to get at reading. And I can't remember when I learned to read. It was before I went to school.
Before you went to kindergarten?
Yes, before I went to school, I was able to read. I was able to read things like the funny paper and things like that.
Did your mother teach you?
Well, she might have. Or my father. My father might have on funny papers. Mama didn't like the funny papers, but my dad read them to us all the time. Mm. And probably from him reading them to me, I learned to do that. Mm-hmm. And as I say, I don't remember learning to read. I could read, and I don't remember when. So
it sounds like you were rather physically active as a child.
Very active, mm-hmm. yes. I was very active up until the time that I got arthritis real bad. Even then I was.
Well, how would your mother have you dressed when you would be climbing the trees and that sort of thing?
Well, we wore dresses. You didn't. Once in a while I put on some my brother's older pants or something like that. But it was common practice for mm-hmm. girls to wear dresses. You just were a little careful what you did. But that was the way we dressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't have very many clothes, but I had enough. My mother was very good at sewing, and we always, if we needed a dress for something, she'd make it for us, and we had it.
Do you recall if the family, by that time, by the 20s, when you were about 10, 12 years old, did they have a radio?
My brother made one about the time that they were first beginning to experiment with radios. And, of course, we thought that was wonderful. And then somewhere along the line in there, we had a radio.
Do you recall listening to programs on the radio?
Not particularly at that time. I don't remember any stories or anything I listened to then. They might have had them, but I don't remember them doing it. As I say, I was a reader. Mm-hmm. I loved to read. I still do.
Now, as you were growing up and going to school, what were your, you know, the way children always have fantasies about what they're going to do when they're big. Did you have any sorts of thoughts about that?
No, not particularly. I always thought that somewhere along the line I would keep on studying art, but that didn't, it didn't pan out to me either.
That was a subject that you particularly enjoyed in
yes,
school?
Yes, anything with my hands and artwork of any kind was what I really cared about. Math and spelling were my downfall, but I could, history and geography again, where you, because of the reading of the books and the traveling, you know, the different countries, I particularly enjoyed that. So, but I wasn't an outstanding student, but I got by all right. I didn't mind going to school. I can't say that I disliked school in any way. I liked it. I liked being with the people. I was particularly fond of sports of all kinds.
What sort of sports would you engage in?
Well, baseball quite a bit, and we basketball, and then tennis when I was on into high school. Mm-hmm. And we played baseball from the time we were quite small, and like there was quite a large lot between our house and the next mm-hmm. house, and all the kids in the neighborhood were there playing school. And now they have structured baseball for children, and I think that many of them lose too. Mm-hmm. I can see these things happening from the way I grew up and the way with the children in the neighborhood. And if some couldn't play so well, they were always used anyway. And